listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Gimme founder Lydia Kirkland joins us here today. We're talking about how she rebranded twice and put her business up for sale before it finally became a success. Gimme actually began in 2018 under the name of Scarfy. As the brand grew and they wanted to offer a more diverse range of accessories, they rebranded to Trove. Under this name, they released a couple of very successful collaborations with influencers, were approached by Sephora, and collaborated with the retailer twice. The brand was soon seen on Australian celebrities. The founders decided to trademark the name as it was gaining momentum. However, they were too late. Another brand had already taken the name. So they rebranded yet again, this time to Gimme. In this podcast episode, we talk about this whole business story and what Lydia's done to grow the brand. Hi, Lydia. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Alison. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Have you had a nice break over the Christmas and New Year, or you've been at home?
We did, but like, is it a break when you run your own business? Is it really? I mean, we were busy in the lead up to Christmas, to be really honest, because lots of gifting. You know, I work in accessories, as you know, so there was a lot of gifting to do, and then Boxing Day, which is, you know, retail's busiest, well, second busiest probably after Black Friday time of year. So, to be honest, it was a bit hectic, and then I feel like it does slow a little bit in Jan in terms of business. You know, I've got two kids, so I'm running around like a headless chook anyway. And then I'm gearing up, you know, doing a lot of planning and strategy for the rest of the year. So, I kind of had a break. What about you?
Oh, my gosh. Now, I have had a bit of a break, but I've come back to work much earlier than I normally do, thinking that I'd get a head start, you know, ahead of everyone else.
Good.
But I think everyone's
well done.
Got the same idea. It's actually been it's been the busiest start to January ever, and holidays feel like a distant memory now.
That happens. It happens.
Okay, so what I'd love you to do is introduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay, do you want me to focus purely business or who I am human being-wise?
Who you are human being, because I think that's actually what, you know, like, hooks people into the brand is when they understand the founder as well.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so I'm Lydia. First and foremost, I am a mum to two gorgeous, most of the time, little kids. I have a 2.5-year-old and I have a 7-month-old. And I'm also the founder of an accessory brand called Gimme. I grew up in Dubbo in regional Australia, so you know, life was very different. I now live in Sydney, and so the opportunities are further and wider, and I guess we're a bit more all connected, you know, through social media. But, yeah, life is very different to living in the country. My parents are still back there, so I often go home to visit. I didn't always want to be in business. I didn't know I would ever own a jewelry accessory brand. I actually grew up doing ballet all my life, and I went to WAPA, which is the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts, after school, thinking dance was going to be my career. Halfway through that, I thought, oh, there's not a lot of dance industry in Australia, which is actually very sad. And I went back to study journalism at UTS. So a lot of my career background has actually been in media. Journalism primarily, but also a bit of PR and general communications as well. And here I am today. I mean, I'm now in my 30s and I'm thinking, whoa, how did that all happen?
Yeah, amazing. Okay, so let's talk about when you first launched the business, because it was quite different
yes.
to what we have now.
It was okay. So.
But you've got a real journey. So tell us about it.
Yeah, journey. It's such a word, isn't it? But it's like there is literally no other word to describe it. So it all came about back about 5 years ago. I was working as a TV presenter, actually presenting some lotto numbers completely away from, you know, anything business. But my cousin and I had this idea. I'm like, all these businesses seem to be doing really well if they have like this one product and they're nailing their one product. Like, I mean, you look at like the Udi, for example.
Yes.
Frank Green drink bottles, you know, like if they do one thing and they nail it, I'm like, what could I do? What could I do? What could I do? Anyway, hair scarves became very trendy at that particular time. I think I saw Georgia Love the influencer or content creator off The Bachelor wearing one. And I thought, that's going to be my thing. I can't see anyone else doing it. That's what I want to do. Okay. And I can, like, I'm sort of creative and I can sort it, but I don't have a sewing machine. But I don't know. There's something there. I'm going to do it. So I went and caught up with my cousin, who is also like a really, really close friend of mine. And I said, do you have a sewing machine? This is literally the same day. And she's like, yeah, I'll pull it out. By the next week, we'd been to Spotlight. We'd bought fabrics. We were cutting squares, folding them in half to triangles, did it. We'd bought a business name, set up a Shopify store. And so Scarfy Official was born. Oh, my gosh, I'm so cringe now. But, hey, you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So we started literally selling hair scarves. Then it was total side hustle. We both had other things going on. I didn't quite have kids then, but my cousin did. And it was sort of weird. It kind of did well. I mean, it wasn't super professional by any chance. We were giving it a red hot crack and we were packing orders at nighttime and all of that. And so that was fun.
Yeah.
And then we thought, maybe we should do a bit more of this. And we started branching out into other categories, you know, scrunchies, headbands, maybe some jewelry. Oh, okay, jewelry. Yep. And so it kind of went. Anyway, as we started to probably, you know, hair scarves had their their brief moment and out they went, we thought, okay, maybe the focus should shift a little bit and let's go a little bit more accessories as an umbrella, not just scarves. Mm. Scarfy, the name was so literal as well. Yep. So then we thought, let's do a rebrand because it's time to grow up a bit. This is fun. We want to do a little bit more of this. And we came up with the name. Actually, I'll tell you how it came about. We'd been pulling our hair out trying to think of a name. I mean, you know exactly, and other business women will know what I'm talking about. Thinking of a business name is like the hardest part. So one day an order came through from a girl and her surname was Treasure. And I went, that's it. Treasure Trove. We're like a trove full of all of these treasures. Anyway, that's the story of how that came about. Hence, we rebranded to Trove and continued growing the business, and things were going really, really well. We'd done collabs with Sephora. We did a big Annabelle Falco is a fashion stylist and content creator. We did a collaboration range with her. It went really well. We then teamed up with Montana Pitt and did something with her. And then we were starting to have a chat to some big retailers, so Iconic, ASOS, Glue, a few big players, and we thought, you know what, maybe we need to like kind of get a little bit more serious. Like we would kind of go, what is happening? Like we love this thing and we're working really hard, but this is actually going somewhere.
Yeah.
So we thought we better just dot our I's and cross our T's, and here's the lesson. Make sure you trademark the name that you come up with.
I see this all the time.
I bet you do.
I do. So tell the story because people that don't know about this, you must listen to this because this is actually.
You have to listen to this.
This is not uncommon. So go ahead.
So I made the mistake for you. We went to trademark, and the trademark in our category, it's a bit of a confusing world. But
it is.
But yeah. I mean, Google it. In our particular category was taken. So go and do your research. Talk to a lawyer. And I know that sounds a bit serious, but it is really worth investing a little bit of money on just getting an understanding of it and why what you can trade as or can't trade as go and do your research, please. Now, we then had to pivot again. So we'd just been through the rebrand from Scarfy to Trove, and then we're thinking, oh, my gosh, we've got to, like, rebirth this brand again. But we were like, we put a lot of time and effort into this. Let's just put our big girl pants on and just do it. So we did. And again, we were like pulling our hair out, writing notes on our phones, texting each other late at night going, what about this? What about that? Looking at, like, I was like looking for hints everywhere, like I did with the girl Treasure whose order came through. I'm like, what can we name this goddamn thing? And you'd pick a name and you'd go, that's it. And then you trip the trademark and you're like, oh, it's taken. It's taken. Yeah. Literally everything is taken, just FYI. We're making up words like that's taken. Oh, my God. Anyway, Gimme finally came about, and it wasn't the top of our list. It was probably in the middle, but then I think the rebirth of the ABBA song kind of was around. We were like, that's actually cool. And I really, really wanted something short, snappy, attention seeking that you're going to remember.
Yeah.
But something with a bit of personality as well. Anyway, Gimme was available.
Mm.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. So we trademarked and we got all of the other, you know, the business end, the Instagram handles, et cetera. And we were lucky there. So Gimme was born. And it was actually, stop me if I'm going too far and you want to go back to the trademarking.
No, it's good.
But
it's really good.
It wasn't long after we rebranded that we were so exhausted. Just one thing, though, as well, use the money to do your research or hire a trademark lawyer and pay for the trademark rather than using your cash reserve to do a rebrand. Like, I promise you, it is far cheaper. So we were feeling a little bit deflated after that, if I'm really honest. We came out with a new collection, all guns blazing, all our ducks, but we were pretty gutted that we had to go through that and spend a lot of money doing it because we built up this whole brand as Trobe and then you feel like you've got to undo it all and start again.
Yeah.
Everyone was it was well received. It went well. It was fine, but I think we had just run out of steam a little bit and we actually decided maybe that was a sign, maybe it's time to actually put the business on the market. By this time I'd had my first baby. My cousin, she had two by now. We had other careers still going and it was like, you know what, maybe we're done.
Yeah.
So we went to market. And another really hard thing, which I'm sure you can weigh in on as well, Alison, is putting a value on your business.
Yeah.
You can look at all the numbers, but the love and the effort and the passion and the care, like putting a number on that is just, it's impossible. We had a few interested parties come, you know, get in touch, but there was like this burning feeling deep in my belly and I just thought, oh, I just care too much. I don't know if I could see someone else do this. So I sat down with my cousin, who is still my cousin and still my best friend, and had a very frank conversation. I said, hey, what if I'm the buyer? What if I do it? I'm about to go on mat leave for a second time. I think I'll have a little bit more capacity, ha, ha, ha. But I want to give it one more go. How do you feel? And she was like, this is the greatest idea ever. Go for it. Like, I'd rather see you do it than someone else. So yeah. I did. I took the reins, early, 2023,
yeah.
And have just thrown myself into it and really managed to grow the brand and use my vision and just, you know, all or nothing it was for me.
You know, when you've got the business yourself after having a business partner and you're going to agree, you can drive it so much quicker because you can have an idea and go, yep, bang, and implement it. Have you found that? You can evolve it and grow it quicker?
Absolutely. Your decision-making is so much quicker. You're not second-guessing what someone else is thinking. You don't feel that pressure as well of letting someone else down if your decision is incorrect.
Yeah.
you know, you can kind of, you know, shoot from the hip. Sensibly in a way, but yes, of course. And you're also, when you're juggling, if you're a mother as well, or if it's a side hustle and you're juggling another career, you're often working on your business at funny times, and having someone else involved can be tricky because they're having time with their kids, it can just be hard to actually get in the same room together to discuss the things you need to discuss. So, yeah, in a way, it does have its pros.
Yeah.
At the same time, it has its challenges because it's nice to have a second opinion sometimes and have someone cares as much as you do about the business. But, yeah, it's definitely different working on your own.
My story is a little bit similar to yours in the fact that I had a business partner and about, I think it was like 2.5 years in, she went off the same thing and I took over the business and I've just found instantly I was like, right, bang, and I could just take the business like next level so quickly. But it was
good on you.
As a business partner to start off with, because without her, I don't think I would have had the confidence to actually just get going.
100% agree. Totally.
Yeah.
And you're in it together. It's nice. Exactly. You're like, oh, here we go.
I know. But then once you kind of like established it, it's like if you end up having to go up on your own, it actually ends up being, you know, a magic moment. Absolutely.
Yeah, it could. Oh, my gosh. I think so.
So tell us what's actually in the Gimme store.
Okay. So, look, the store is an interesting concept. That's almost future-proofing myself if I ever decided to expand into categories, but at the moment expand into other categories.
Yeah.
But at the moment Gimme is primarily like costume jewelry and fashion accessories. Mm-hmm. So I have a bit of a thing about the things that I sell, and I like to call them accessories because I think of jewelry as being quite fine, precious jewelry that's solid gold and quite expensive, whereas my stuff is very, it's fashionable, it's on trend, it's great quality still, but it's plated, it's inexpensive, and it's very affordable, which I love because I really believe that the pieces, the kind of pieces that I sell are pieces that you can grab to wear to the party on the weekend. You can wear them to work every day. They're a really affordable and easy way to kind of lift the wardrobe that you've already got. You know, I think times are tough right now, and we can't all afford to buy designer outfits and new clothes. And, you know, I don't even need to get into the landfill and all of that kind of stuff. But accessories are a bit of an easy way to just give yourself a bit of a zhuzh. And I just hope that they also, they don't just make you look better or more finished and polished, but I really believe it's almost part of your self-care routine. Like, they make you feel a little bit more together. There's nothing like putting on a great pair of earrings and you just have a little bit more confidence. Yeah. There's something about it.
Yeah. What's the price point as a guide?
As a guide, we have anything from sort of like the $39.95. Nothing at the moment is over $100 at this point. So the average cost of a pair of earrings, I would say, is that $59.95.
Okay. Yeah. I always say, like, particularly for personal brand shoots that a lot of business owners have, I'm like, you know what? I would say make sure you go quite heavy on the accessories and also dial it up. So, because in the photo, like, wear something bigger and chunkier than you would in real life, because it just adds another element in that photography. And I'm assuming
that's really interesting.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Have you got like some chunkier rings and bigger earrings?
I do. Yeah. So we should create a little code. And anyone who's doing some personal branding, you know, I'll fix you up. But yeah, absolutely. I love the statement stuff. You know, there's so much fine everyday jewelry,
which I love,
in the market.
I love that. In fact, I'm wearing
fine. There is a place for it all. There is absolutely a place for it all. And I think that's as a bigger business sort of overarching lesson.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get intimidated by these big brands that are doing things if you are a little bit smaller.
Yes.
But over the years, I've learned there's still people, like, there's going to be people in Australia or in the world that are going to see my stuff before the other stuff. You know, what I'm trying to say is there is a place for everyone and everything. Even if you think someone's bigger and more powerful and they have got more advertising dollars than you, I just think it's good to remember, and it's something that I've had to train myself to accept. But, yes, lots of chunky pieces. That's my vibe.
Oh, good. I'm going to have a look. Can you tell us just a couple of, like, bestsellers or key sellers that you've got in the store at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, actually it was just before Christmas, we came out with some of the Bottega jute earrings. You know, those teardrop ones, Hailey Bieber's wearing them. They are so hot. They literally are growing legs and walking out of my front door.
Oh, really?
They are, I cannot get enough of those. They are so hot.
How much is $59.95?
$59.95.
Go. I'm
going to
get some.
So they're a stainless steel base, which and they're really light. They look like they're heavy. I'm wearing them right now. It's tricky to see with my headphones in.
Yeah, I love them.
Oh, yeah. They're nice and light. And the stainless steel lasts a little bit longer as well. But, yeah, gold plated, or they come in silver. A lot of people actually are buying the bundle. So bundles are a new thing for us, which is but people love it because they often buy more than one thing anyway. So the gold and silver bundle, because a lot of people out there are gold. Like, I would say majority of people are gold girls.
I see. I'm
yes.
Both.
Are you silver?
I'm both. Oh, I've got gold on today. Yeah, I'm both, but I've got silver on my arm. But, yeah, I alternate.
Yeah, so I would sell, I reckon 95% is gold. Yes.
Pick that.
I know. But I'm telling you, silver is going to be so, 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 so hot this year, like even bigger than it was last year. It's coming. Even Pinterest predicts, they put out a thing, you know, they do their like end of year wrap of what's coming for the next year, and they're like, chromes are massive.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, it's coming.
Gold was so much bigger than silver. There you go.
Yeah, in my experience, absolutely.
Okay. Wow.
There you go.
Are you doing the designs?
We do a bit of, I do a bit of both. Okay. So I do a bit of open market buying.
Yeah.
With like these, like the dupes that an existing mold exists.
Yeah.
There's no point recreating the wheel there. And there's other designs that I design myself and have designed, you know, with my business partner over the years. And similarly with the collaborations that we've done, I'm actually working on another one. It's a secret at the moment, but that's all going to be designed from scratch. Yeah. And the other thing with sort of the open market thing, which people might not understand, is you sometimes not just buying them sort of off the shelf. You can also choose, you know, what is the base metal that you're working with and what's the level of plating that you're putting over the top. So there's an element of, you know, of thought and personalization, I suppose, that goes into it well.
What's your role these days? I mean, I'm sure you're still doing everything, but have you got an agency managing your social media and things like that, or how's it operating at the moment?
No, the only thing that I'm outsourcing at the moment is some PR, which has been really helpful for the brand. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean,
you would get a slap back of the wrist from me if I was coaching you.
Would I? Why? Tell me because more. I'm like, slap me.
Yeah, because only because you're now at the stage of growth, and for you to continue growing in the way that actually you are totally ready for, you've got to free yourself up.
You know what? You are so right, and maybe we need to have like a proper session. Oh, I've lost an earphone. Because when you're in it, sometimes it's hard to see it from the outside, and I know I am so stretched. And I was talking to someone else about hustle culture the other day, and, you know, everyone's tried to kind of cancel hustle culture. But right now in the season that I'm in, family situation and everything, it's kind of all I know. And at the end of the days, I've got a mortgage to pay and bills to pay. Yes. And so the only way I know how to do it is to just do it. But you know what? Let's take this offline. Yeah. Let's have that chat. But
let me just quickly say something though, because this is, I used to be like that, and I totally understand what you're saying. I'm in the process of actually automating my business. So I've got this software engineer who's been creating these apps for me, because what I find in my business is there's a lot of repetitive emails that go out. In fact, there's a lot, a crazy amount. So he's actually automating all that. So I can still personalize it. I open up this app and I go in and just put actually the details, but then hit send, and actually the entire email goes out that's personalized. And that is, at the moment, that's saving me about 6 hours a week. Just
wow.
Change. Yeah. So, and I've been making all these changes. Plus, I've got a team. I mean, I've been going for 13 years. So I'm in a different stage. But it's kind of like, you know, you hit a point and then you go, I'm so stretched that I can feel grey hair growing, and I'm at maximum capacity. And so you've got to then automate and create systems and processes, which then gives you space, and then you grow again, and then you hit another ceiling, and then you do the same thing again. So it's never like a set and forget. You know what I mean? Like, you're just constantly adding or streamlining and changing your systems and processes to give you more space, and then when you hit the ceiling again, you do it again.
That's so true. And I think it's that old sort of adage about working in the business and then on the business.
Yep.
And I'm at the stage where I love packing orders, because I get to see what people have ordered and where people are going, and it gives me a sense for what is selling well. I know there's analytics, but when you're touching and feeling, you're going, oh, another pair of these, another pair of these.
Yeah.
But it's now become like, oh, gosh, that's going to take me however many hours when I really need to be, you know, thinking of like big growth, like big moves now, not be stuck in the everyday.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I'm ready.
You absolutely are. I think the really good way of thinking of it is like, I'm giving myself a promotion and a pay rise. Because if you were working for someone else, at this point of working for someone else, you'd be like, oh, hang on, I'm going to work somewhere else, or I want to be promoted with a pay rise. So we have to remember to do that for ourselves, because otherwise.
Yeah, what an excellent analogy.
Yeah. And it's so easily
forgotten. I like that.
Yeah, and it's also when you get to the end of a year or an era, you kind of go, well, okay, what's my bonus going to be? Is it going to be cash, or am I buying myself something? So
yeah, I like that. And so as a product-based business, what would be the first thing that you would advise someone like myself to kind of outsource, I suppose?
Packing. Because anyone can do that. They just need to be trained in the way so that you're happy with actually how it's going to go. So packing is interesting. An easy one, because you can get like anyone to do that. You know, like it's not a specialized skill. And the other thing
it's funny
doing, if you haven't already, is outsource your bookkeeping.
I do that. I should have mentioned that as well.
Yeah. Most people do that. Usually that's the first thing that gets outsourced.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, numbers.
I know. None of us like numbers. We just like fun stuff. Hey, Noah, look,
where
can everyone find you? And then maybe if you give me a code afterwards, and then I can put it in the show notes of this podcast as well as on my website. I'll mention it on social media as well.
That would be excellent. Yeah. So you can find us where www.gimmestore.com, and gimme is, you know, like the ABBA song, gimme, gimme, gimme. So G-I-M-M-E, gimmestore.com. Instagram is where we do our best work. So it's at gimmestore with 2 underscores, I believe. I always forget. But if you type in gimme, you'll find us.
Yeah.
And you'll find me through there somewhere as well, because I'm always showing my face, because I figured out that is a good way to cut costs when you don't want to
pay
someone else to make your content.
No, and you're perfect for it. Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much for joining us. I have loved this conversation.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you. I've been following you for years and I love everything you share. So you're always very generous. Thank you. And I'm going to absolutely hit you up about some more you know, growth strategies, because I feel like you're just going to put a rocket up my bum.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Alison. Bye.